When choosing which university to attend, my parents told me to not worry about money. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a household where I never had to sacrifice my desires or needs for an extra bit of money. Like everyone, I struggled in certain subjects at school. In my senior year, I had the privilege of my parents being able to afford a tutor that helped me pull my statistics grade up by a letter grade. And of course, I never really saw that privilege I had in life. I knew that I had privilege over some, but I never saw firsthand how differently I was raised compared to some others until I took up a volunteering job as a free English tutor to elementary students struggling in reading comprehension and writing. I got the opportunity through a close friend who served as one of the volunteer coordinators for the program Read, Write, Discover for that year. She messaged me in the beginning of the summer, a week or two before the program started, asking if I wanted to be a co-tutor since not enough people that year signed up. Seeing this as simply a way to avoid staying inside the house 6 times a week and an opportunity to volunteer with my friends, I said yes, without carefully thinking of the responsibility and commitment I was signing up for. Like the procrastinating teenagers we were, my co-tutor and I did not prepare for the first day of tutoring until the night before. Even then, we spent at most 2 hours thinking of what to do the first day and did not even consider of planning out the rest of the 1.5 month section. Each pair of tutors was assigned 4 to 5 children in the same age group to teach for the next month and a half. My co-tutor and I were assigned 4 incoming 6th graders, 3 girls and 1 boy. It wasn't until meeting the kids and starting to help them I felt the responsibility hit me. These children are struggling with concepts that I found easy when I was their age because of the access I had to quality teachers and resources since I was young. When I had elementary and middle school teachers who ensured each of us understood each lesson, these children are learning reading comprehension and the difference between adjectives and adverbs from young high school students who may have never taught another person before. This realization motivated me to dedicate more time into preparing each lesson and assuring each child I was tutoring was not lagging behind. My co-tutor and I began to create vocabulary lists and worksheets that targeted their weak points, as well as easy-to-follow PowerPoint presentations for them. I used any tactics and ideas I managed to remember from middle school to improve their grammar and reading comprehension. Our dedication to helping these children build their English and grammar foundation allowed us to see vast improvement in their writing compared to the beginning of the summer. Volunteering as a tutor not only taught me how to work with young children, but also taught me to appreciate what I was born with. I saw that I can use the skills and advantages I gained because of my privilege to help those who were not born into the same advantages I was.